So we're here at the RNIB Belfast Products and Advice Centre relaunch, and I'm joined by RNIB's Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler. How are you doing, Anna?
Hi, Barry. I'm doing really well, thank you.
You look as if you're having a really nice day so far.
I've had a really fabulous day so far, and it's just been, it's been a lot of fun actually talking to customers, and there's a lot of laughter in the room and a lot of frankness, people telling me their views, what their experiences are. And I've seen the products and I want to go on a shopping spree now.
Fantastic. Just before we talk about the relaunch, tell us a little bit about your role and what you do on a day-to-day basis at RNIB.
So I'm the Chair of Trustees. I think most people will know that. And so I do a lot of the dry stuff about making sure that the organisation is properly run, that we're accountable, that we've got strong rules and regulations, there's enough money in the bank to pay for services, that sort of thing. But I also like to get out and about, talk to customers, see the services that we're delivering, and understand what the thinking is on the ground, what people's real life experiences are, because that really helps to inform where we put our money, where we put our resource, the kind of skills that we need within our organization moving forward. So, you know, where people's focus of attention needs to be. And it's massively important to get out and about and hear what we do well, what we do not so well. And it's been a fabulous morning for that. As you would expect in Belfast, nobody holds back.
You're no stranger to Belfast, but I doubt you've ever been at the Belfast RNIB Centre where it's been so vibrant with so many members of the public milling around. It's great, isn't it?
Well, actually, every time I've been here, it's been really full of people laughing and chatting and exploring ideas and telling stories, as you would expect, a proper blather. And I really, really have enjoyed my morning.
Now, you did the official unveiling and opening of the store earlier.
I did.
How important is it to have somewhere like this in the centre of Belfast for people to come down? They can get hands-on and try products, but also get advice as well. It's invaluable, isn't it?
Mm. It's a really profoundly interesting point, actually, because I am a user of VI products. So I'm wearing a watch today that my son really kindly bought me, which is a tactile watch. And all my sighted friends and everyone I meet who's sighted says, I want one of those.
It's gorgeous. It's really eye-catching.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And I think that it's so important to have access to things that make life easier, to keep cooking, to keep being able to tell the time, to be able to read a book with your grandchildren, get soup out of the freezer and know what the labelling is, to keep going in life. And what the Life Products for Life store offers is all of that. And the reason it's important is because there is someone there to talk to. If you were just browsing, you wouldn't necessarily know what a lot of these things are or what the possibilities are for continuing to play Scrabble, to play board games. For me, we're mad keen on Lego in our family, all that kind of thing. So to play with the grandchildren, how we can order large print books or braille books on demand to read out loud with children or grandchildren, to support family life, to support life outside of the home. And there's some lived experience always in the room. That's invaluable, that peer-to-peer talking to whoever is in the shop at the time, who's able to broaden out the conversation to what's on your mind. So I was listening to a story this morning about a young mum who was worried about becoming a young mum and parenting for the first time. And I was just saying, when I became a granny, I was worried about, would my children allow me to be left in charge of my grandchildren? And everybody in the room piped up and said, that happened to me. And this is how I did it. To have that connection,
yeah,
it's just brilliant. None of us are alone.
And some real unsung heroes are working in the shop as well.
Yes.
Louise Starr.
Yeah. There are people who both paid and volunteer. And I cannot emphasize enough the joy and the drive that everybody exhibits. Everybody's kept going. and they just turn up day after day and keep delivering exceptional service. And we could not do that without a dedicated team and also the enormous army of volunteers, many of whom are sight impaired, who really contribute to that patchwork of other people seeing life after sight loss. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned your swanky watch.
Yeah.
Have you got any other go-to high or low-tech gadget?
Oh, yes. I like a cane. I like a low, a lightweight cane, which I don't use all the time. I just use it when I need to. So always at airports, always in hospitals, that kind of thing. But my grandchildren particularly like a cane and like to get out in Sainsbury's to play a game we call Huge Hoovers, which consists of small children charging down the aisle, making grunting and sounds like an engine. And so I recommend the cane for all you grannies out there.
And is there anything on your list today for you to look around the shop?
Yes. I tell you what's on my list today, which I've never seen before, and I don't know how it's eluded me because I'm quite keen on cooking and kitchens and what have you. And there's a little tin lid which sits in a pan so you can hear when your water's boiling. And I'm thinking, I want one of those because I'm sick of my makeup running down my face when I stick my head over the saucepan. That will be brilliant.
Game changer.
Yep.
Listen, it's been brilliant talking to you, Anna. Thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy the rest of the relaunch.
Brilliant. Thank you.